The New Jersey Council of the Blind Chronicle, July 2014. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for the use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision, and our website, www.njcounciloftheblind.org. For more information about AudioVision, call 1-800-792-8322 or visit their website at www.audiovision-nj.org. We thank John Hart of AudioVision and our webmaster, Dave Casterline, for their contributions to the Chronicle. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. The NJCB Chronicle is also available on Newsline. If you do not have a Newsline subscription, contact Reader Services at the New Jersey Talking Book and Braille Center at 1-800-792-8322 to get signed up for a Newsline subscription. 4 quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website. The New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB, is a 501c3 corporation. Much appreciated tax-deductible donations may be sent to the treasurer of NJCB. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter or membership information, should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcounciloftheblind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by September 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. The NJCB officers are President Larry Morgan, 53 Pullman Avenue, Hamilton, New Jersey, 08619. Phone 609-588-5012. First Vice President Frank Schack. Phone 973-595-0116. Second Vice President Joyce Soa. Phone 732-596-9675. Secretary Ottilie Lucas. Phone 609-882-2446. And Treasurer Bob Lucas, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638, phone 609-882-2446. And that's the end of that article. Meeting notice. The next quarterly meeting of NJCB will be hosted by the New Jersey Blind Citizens Association, BCA, at Camp Happiness at 18 Burlington Avenue, Leonardo, New Jersey, 07737, on Saturday, July 26, 2014. A picnic lunch will be served at 12 noon for a cost of $5. The meeting will begin at 1 p.m. and will be over at about 4 p.m. In order for them to prepare enough food, call the BCA office at 732-291-0878 by July 17th to let them know that you are coming. One person from each organization can call with a group count. We are looking forward to seeing you there. Directions. Take Route 36 to Leonardo, New Jersey in northern Monmouth County. Turn toward the shore onto Leonard Avenue in Leonardo, New Jersey. Turn right onto Burlington Avenue. The meeting will be on the right starting at the picnic grounds at Camp Happiness. And that's the end of that article. President's Message. We are finally into summer. This is the time of year we get to enjoy with our family and friends. We go to the shore. We go to outdoor parties and picnics. We go to baseball games, and the list goes on and on. This is such a welcome sight after the winter we all experienced. Our next meeting at Camp Happiness will be very informative. We will be providing updates on the ACB National Conference, the Strategic Planning Board, and the presentation of the scholarship award to Richard Ferrer of West Cape May. Both he and his parents will be in attendance. In addition to our updates, let's not forget our How Do You Do It portion of the meeting. The next meeting and our October conference will be very productive. Now, if you really want to know what is happening in the blindness community, both locally and nationally, you should make every attempt to attend these meetings. NJCB is your gateway to the community and your chance to express your opinions. We as officers are working hard to make the organization work hard for you. See you at the meeting. Larry Morgan, President, NJCB. And that's the end of that article. NJCB Conference. NJCB will be having its biennial conference at the Grace Lutheran Church on Saturday, October 25th, 2014. We'll register and have a continental breakfast from 8:30 to 9 a.m. A business meeting with election of new officers will follow. We are inviting Daniel Fry from CBVI and Adam Spaniak from NJSLT-BBC. These two gentlemen will fill us in on several changes that have happened in the last year or two. We are having deli sandwiches, salads, desserts, and drinks for our lunch. We are still in the process of setting up the afternoon schedule. Some of the issues that are being considered are, 1, a discussion on the new CBVI strategic plan, 2, a legislator discussing Dusty's Law, 3, a talk about identity theft, and 4, how do we travel? We will have door prizes, 50-50s, and other prizes throughout the day. Mark your calendar and fill out the registration form at the end of this newsletter and send it to NJCB, care of Bob Lucas, Treasurer, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. Hope to see you there. And that's the end of this article. Skills Initiative. A new free service to the consumer initiative for those over 55 and older and who are eligible for CBVI services involves the provision of a paid companion for up to 4 hours of weekly assistance in performing such tasks as reading mail, paying bills, shopping, writing letters, and transportation to medical appointments. The companion must be 18 years old and must be identified by the consumer. The companion will undergo a state and federal background check and, if hired, will be paid $15 per hour. CBVI caseworkers will refer interested consumers to the program, which is administered by the Division of Disability Services. The toll-free number of DDS is 888-285-3036 should anyone wish to register or call for more information. And that's the end of that article. CVS and Walgreens now offer talking prescriptions. Portions excerpted from the May 2014 issue of the ACB Braille Forum. CVS Pharmacy has announced that it now provides ScriptTalk talking prescription labels for prescriptions ordered for home delivery through its online pharmacy, CVS.com. The labels are free to CVS.com pharmacy customers who are blind or visually impaired. If you order prescriptions from CVS.com and would benefit from talking labels, you may request the labels with a prescription ordered through CVS.com. Contact CVS at 888-861-4363. Walgreens is offering a device called the Talking Pill Reminder at its retail stores throughout their chain. This device will be provided free of charge with prescription medications that Walgreens dispenses to its pharmacy customers who are blind or who have visual impairments. The Talking Pill Reminder can be recorded to speak the information on the customer's prescription medication label and also has an audible alarm to remind patients when to take a medication. In addition to providing the Talking Pill Reminder, Walgreens also offers large print patient information sheets to customers who have visual impairments. And that's the end of that article. The Booklet of Braille Contractions. This article is excerpted from the May 2014 issue of the ACB Braille Forum. The Jenny Beck chapter of the Braille Revival League has produced a booklet entitled The Booklet of Braille Contractions that contains all the Braille contractions and a note on Unified English Braille. This booklet does not have the complete changes of the Unified English Braille contractions, but is good for a resource. Hopefully, the UEB changes will be made available in a similar format in the near future. It is spiral bound, brailled on 8.5 by 11 inch paper, and is available with either paper or plastic covers. If you would like to purchase one of these booklets, the costs are as follows. Paper covers, $7. Plastic covers, $9. There will be a $1 mailing charge. To get one of your own, send a check made out to the Braille Revival League to May Davis, 133 West Ashland Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. And that's the end of that article. Protecting Canadian Service Animals. On May 5, 2014, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper proposed a law designed to protect service animals. The law, which has been dubbed Quanto's Law, is a response to the killing of a Canadian police dog named Quanto by a suspect who was fleeing the police. The law imposes very strict penalties to anyone convicted of injuring or killing a service animal. Quanto's Law is patterned after the recently enacted Dusty's Law here in New Jersey. We are thankful for our legislatures and governors trailblazing. There is a movement afoot to federalize this type of law, thanks to their efforts. And that's the end of that article. Braille Trail opens in Mount Olive. This is excerpted from the Daily Record. A hiking trail through the woods designed specifically for the blind and visually impaired officially opened on Monday, April 28, 2014. The Morris Canal Greenway Braille Trail is a one-mile path that starts on Plain Street in Stanhope, travels along the towpath of the Morris Canal, and ends on Continental Drive in Mount Olive. The Daily Record article features a picture of NJCB's Peggy Kane hiking the trail on opening day. The article notes that this is Phase 1 of the project. Phase 2, expected to be completed in July, will add 2 more miles to the trail and will be connecting to the Sussex Branch Trail. And that's the end of this article. Come to the MCAB Picnic. The Mercer County Association of the Blind's Picnic will be at the Trenton Elks on Saturday, August 2, 2014, from noon to about 4 p.m. There's always lots of homemade food and great fellowship. Let Bob or Ottilie know if you would like to come. Call 609-882-2446 or email Ottilie, O-T-T-I-L-I-E, at Verizon.net before July 15th. Cost, free to MCAB members and $5 for all others. Place, Trenton Elks Lodge, 42 Tiku Avenue in West Trenton. The cross street is Central Avenue. Bob Lucas's cell phone, 609-638-4232. Directions. From the north, take Route 1 South and take Route 95 South after passing Mercer Mall on the right and Quaker Bridge Mall on the left. Get off at Exit 2, turning right toward West Trenton. Turn left at the second traffic light, West Upper Ferry Road. Turn right onto Decoux Avenue, where the road bends right. If you go under the railroad overpass, you've gone too far. The Elks Lodge is on the left, where Decoux Avenue bends to the right. From the east, take Route 195 West to Route 295 North, which becomes Route 95 South. Get off at Exit 2 and follow the above directions. From the south, take Route 206, Route 130, Route 295, or the Turnpike North to Bordentown. Pick up Route 295 North, which becomes Route 95 South. Get off at Exit 2 and follow the above directions. Have a safe trip, and we hope to see you there. And that's the end of that article. Chapter Reports. Mercer County Association of the Blind. Hi, all. We enjoyed both our winter birthday dinner and the pizza donated annually by the Bomberas at our May meeting and other goodies donated by other members. Several of our members were in attendance at the Friends meeting at the Joseph Cohn Training Center on June 7th. We will have a birthday celebration in early July with our members who have birthdays from May through October. Many of us are going to a night with the Trenton Thunder at Arm & Hammer Park, formerly Waterfront Park, on July 24, 2014. Larry Morgan and the Lucases will be representing NJCB at the ACB Conference and Convention in Las Vegas in July. Bob Collins and Vicki Curley will also be attending. Eddie Ricks and his fiancée will be tying the knot in Las Vegas. We are looking forward to the NJCB quarterly meeting at Camp Happiness. This is always a fun day. We invite everyone to our annual picnic at the Trenton Elks on August 2, 2014. Details are in a previous article. As you can tell, we keep very busy. We are looking forward to the activities in the fall. We will share more about them in our next issue. Have a great and safe summer. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association, submitted by Stacy Stefanski, Director. The NJBCA has purchased a much-needed new 13-passenger transportation bus. This vehicle replaces our old van, which was at the end of its useful life. The new van will ensure safe, reliable transportation for our participants that utilize the service for many years to come. We held our biggest fundraiser of the year on Friday, May 30th. The gift auction helps raise critical funds for our organization. This is our 9th annual auction, and planning is already underway for next year. We hope that some of you might be able to join us next year for an evening of fun. After a short hiatus, our art program is up and running again. We have welcomed a new volunteer instructor who is an artist well-versed in different types of media. Our participants have been busy painting, sculpting, and having a wonderful time learning new artistic skills. Did we happen to mention that the instructor is blind? Not only is she helping them learn art, she is helping them those having difficulty dealing with vision loss learn that it is not the end of the world and that there are just different ways of doing things. The NJBCA is looking forward to hosting the quarterly meeting in July and hope to see you there. Call our office at 732-291-0878 to let us know how many will be coming on July 26th. And that's the end of that article. Mark your calendar. Thursday, July 24th, 2014. Covering the Bases with the Trenton Thunder will be held at the Arm & Hammer Park at 6 p.m. Saturday, July 26, 2014, the NJCB Quarterly Meeting will be held at Camp Happiness in Leonardo, New Jersey, hosted by NJ Blind Citizens Association. More details are in the meeting notice. Saturday, August 2, 2014, the Mercer County Association of the Blind Summer Picnic. Check prior article for more details. Saturday, October 25, 2014, the NJCB Biennial Conference will be held at Grace Lutheran Church in Perth Amboy. A registration form is at the end of this newsletter, and more details and directions will be in the October issue of the NJCB Chronicle. And that's the end of that article. Note, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind officers and or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. And that's the end of that article. NJCB 2014 Conference Registration Form. Date, Saturday, October 25th, 2014, from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place, Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. Cost, $30. To register for the conference, fill out the form below and send it with your check payable to NJCB to our treasurer, Bob Lucas, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638, by October 15, 2014. His phone is 609-882-2014. 8446. Registration form asks for the following: your name, your address, your phone, your email address if you have it, whether you would like your program in Braille, large print, or cassette. And they ask for your meal choice. You have a choice of a roast beef sandwich, a turkey sandwich, an Italian hoagie, or a tuna salad sandwich. Total cost, again, is $30. If you have any questions, call 609-882-2446. And that's the end of that article. And that's the end of the July 2014 New Jersey Chronicle.